I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I hope you're having a really good week so far. And I hope our topic of the week, which is all about truth telling, I hope it's serving you in many ways. Today, it's Thursday, so that means it's time for our gratitude practice of the week. And I've been thinking a lot about boundaries lately and how when it comes to speaking truth, I can't not connect that to setting boundaries. There is something very truthful and honoring about setting boundaries in our lives. Setting a boundary, telling someone no, stating our needs to somebody is oftentimes sharing a hard truth because setting boundaries is a hard thing to do. Saying no is a hard thing to do. And I think it could be a really good thing to, from time to time, remind ourselves of the boundaries that we have set in our lives, the truths that might have been uncomfortable to share, but that we have shared in our lives, and actually hold them with some gratitude. It's an empowering thing to remind ourselves that we are capable of speaking uncomfortable truths and setting boundaries. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We could become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So what is a boundary that you have set at any point in your life, could be recent or long ago, that still lingers with you today, that you still today feel really grateful that you did? I'm talking sharing a real core truth about your own needs to another person, even risking that the other person might get upset with you, or maybe you risk some drama, or you risk them separating from you. There is oftentimes a risk there when we set a really strong, assertive boundary. So bring one to mind that still lingers with you today. That was a big one for you, you know, a big line in the sand that you drew that was important for you at that point in your life. For me, I actually fairly recently set a boundary with a person in my family where I haven't really ever set boundaries before. I have certain family members where I'm now well-versed in boundary setting. And this was just a family member where I've never really had to set a boundary before. And it took some courage to do. I even had to kind of take a moment, take a pause, take a breath and feel. I can either allow this to happen to me, allow this behavior, or I say no to this behavior and I speak up about it. And it was really hard to get to actually saying the no, but I knew that letting myself feel walked all over or walked on would feel much worse at the end. So I took that deep breath. I said the boundary. I stated my need. I said, this is not okay with me. And I still am celebrating that today. It really did shift something in that dynamic. I felt really assertive and really connected to myself. Like I really honored my own needs that day in a way that was new for me. So I'm really grateful I spoke that truth, and I'm really grateful I set that boundary. What about you? What is a boundary that you're still grateful for today? A truth you spoke that you can actually honor and hold in reverence. Once you have that memory there, or you're recalling that boundary, that truth that you spoke, take a moment not just to focus on how scary it was beforehand or how hard it was to get there, but the feeling of actually choosing yourself. Because that's what we do when we speak our innermost truth. We are risking many things. We might be risking embarrassment, we risk being shamed, we risk some drama. There's always something that comes from setting a boundary and from speaking an uncomfortable truth. But what we do in those moments every single time is we're showing ourselves that we matter more, that your well-being matters more than what the other person thinks of you, that you are actually capable and very able of choosing yourself again and again and again. So gratitude for your own ability to set boundaries, gratitude for your own ability to be brave and courageous and speak your own truth. Tell yourself a big, warm thank you and just bask in the afterglow of that once more. Thank you so much for listening here today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.